If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
If you're like us, you love going to the farmer's market on these summer weekends. I like to go early Saturday morning, and sometimes when I get home, I see that Marianne has gone to another farmer's market. So we end up with too many peaches, cherries, and herbs and other things. And then the question is, what do you do? Marianne is going to tell us, aren't you?
Yes, that is the question. What do you do? So many times we get stuck with all this stuff, and we go out to dinner because it's fun to ride your bike to some close by restaurant and sit outside in the summer. And then before you know it, the week's up and you've got all this stuff in the fridge. So the first thing we try to do, or that we should be trying to do, is to communicate better on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
So that if you go to the farmer's market, I don't go to the farmer's market. But even when we go together, we tend to buy too many things because everything looks so delicious. And I, for one, get big recipe plans in my head. I think about what I'm going to not just make for us, but also cook and videotape and share with all the subscribers and all that. So then, you know, before I know it, I find that the mushrooms I was going to use have been sitting in the fridge for a week.
So what have you been doing so our stuff doesn't spoil?
Well, I've got some ideas that I think really, really work for preserving your precious produce.
I am writing these down. Go.
Okay, so the first one is prep right away. So as soon as you get home, you wash, you chop, and you store whatever you can, because if it's ready to use, you're more likely to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Then roast it before it rots. So if you're not sure what to do with all those veggies, well, you can just toss them on a sheet pan with olive oil and salt, and then roast once, repurpose all week. You can put them in grain bowls, in omelets, in sandwiches, whatever it is, but they're already in the fridge roasted, so yeah, you don't have to do anything except use them.
Yeah, those omelets that you make with the veggies, fantastic.
So delicious, yes. Okay, so then the other thing, and speaking of omelets, you can make like a frittata. It's a catch-all for whatever is about to go south. So if you have wilted greens or zucchini or random herbs, you know, eggs and cheese can pull it all together. You can't go wrong with eggs and cheese. And then what about these herb ice cubes? You know, I'm going to buy new ice cube trays just so that I can have different sizes. But if you have too much basil or parsley, chop it and freeze it with olive oil and use an ice cube tray. And then the future you making soup or pasta is going to be so grateful.
So freezing that parsley, it won't ruin it? It's okay?
Well, if you chop it up and you mix it with olive oil, you can just pour it onto an ice cube tray, and you're going to cook with olive oil anyway, usually. Mm-hmm. So, or I know I am. Mm-hmm. So then you just have like that cube that you can just stick in the, you know, on the frying pan or wherever it is that you're going to, you know, use it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then, speaking of freezing, you can also freeze your peaches, your berries, your corn. Just don't let them go to mush. And when it's fruit, not when it's corn, but when it's fruit or most other vegetables, I freeze them and then I use them in the shake the next day.
I know. I drink that shake.
I know.
The green shake.
The green shake. Someday I'm going to give out the secret of that green shake. Okay, so how about pickling? So that's another thing you can do with radishes, onions, cucumbers, even green beans. You can make pickles, not pickles, but you can pickle them, and they last for weeks in a fridge. And I have a great recipe for pickling red onions on Savvy Planet that people love. It's so good. I learned this recipe in Mexico when I was there, because they put pickled red onions on everything.
And you don't even like pickles.
I don't like pickles personally, but a lot of people do, so let's not diss the pickles.
No.
All right, keep a use-me-first bowl. So put the most perishable stuff in a bowl where you're going to see it, because if it's buried in a drawer, it's as good as gone.
That's so true. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, cancel the guilt. If you bought too much, don't beat yourself up. Just learn from it. You know, less pressure, better decisions next week. But before I finish this up, we have to talk about bread, because you've been dragging me crazy with this.
Yeah, I love buying bread at the farmer's market.
You do. And you know me, I try to stay away from bread whenever possible. So it's just like a treat for me. You would eat it every day. But we're always left with too much bread. So I have some ideas of what to do with all the bread.
Okay. I'm a breaditarian, so
you really
I
are.
Need to hear this.
Yeah, make croutons. You know, just cube it, toss it with olive oil and herbs, and toast it in the oven, and it's great for soups and salads. You can make bread pudding, savory or sweet, because stale bread with eggs and milk is comfort food. You can do DIY breadcrumbs. This is something I do all the time. Dry it out completely and then put it in the food processor and put it in a jar and then stick it in the freezer. So I always have breadcrumbs. Like if I'm going to make meatballs or something, I have the breadcrumbs already ready. You can make a panzanella salad, and that's that salad that's just juicy tomatoes with herbs and vinegar and oil and toasted bread. You've had that. You love it.
Mm-hmm.
You can make French toast for dinner. Well, don't get any ideas. I'm not going to make that for dinner.
Oh, nuts.
You. and of course, you can make garlic bread, and you can just slice it and freeze it and thank yourself next time that you want a piece without committing to a whole loaf.
Yeah, and subscribers to SavvyPlanet.com, Savvy-Planet.com, will get the list, right?
Exactly. I'm going to send it out and along with a recipe. And speaking of bread, I have a tremendously easy recipe for what to put on it. It's called garlic scape pesto. Garlic scapes are all the rage right now at the farmer's market. They look like scallions. They're long and green and curly, and they're edible flower stalks that grow from the garlic plant, and they're delicious. And this pesto, I made it with garlic scapes and walnuts. And it's delicious and amazing, and I just keep it in the fridge to go with anything, bread or a marinade or protein, you know, on a protein or dipping sauce.
To get Marianne's recipes and a whole lot of other stuff, subscribe to Savvy-Planet.com. Marianne, I'm glad we both like garlic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
See you soon. Thank you.
Bye.